感谢赞美主，今天早上仍然能够站立在神的面前和弟兄姊妹们的面前。
Thank and praise the Lord. This morning I can still stand here and praise together with you.
我想这是我一周年的纪念。
I just think this is my first anniversary.
我想在这一年的当中，神试炼我，也恩待我。
In this year, God has given me grace.
我也谢谢我们的弟兄姊妹们不断地为我祷告。
And I want also to thank you, brothers and sisters, pray continuously for me.
我也谢谢弟兄姊妹常常地鼓励我，叫我要常常地交通。
And I also thank brothers and sisters to encourage me to fellowship continuously.
虽然这是第一次正式的站在讲台的上面，
even though this is the first time I formally stand at the podium,
但是我多次的常常有时候因而奉献也讲一点。
But there's a few times when there's the infant dedication and I have speak a little.
特别在长青聚会的里面，我坐在哪一个地方，有时候讲个不停。
And especially in the Evergreen group, sometimes I'll just sit there and continue to speak.
我想多少我站在这里有点紧张。
And I think I feel a little bit nervous just standing here.
但是我这个心脏给中风，神经都有问题，我想有更多的紧张。
And because of my heart condition, I have stroke, and I am even more nervous with that.
所以弟兄姊妹不要介意我讲话讲得不大清楚。
So I hope you don't mind that if I'm not speaking clearly.
也不要介意说有时候我停下来又想想下面忘记了。
And don't mind me if I just stop and because I may forget.
但是我们很自由地在这一个地方一同地来敬拜主。
But we can freely be here and then worship our Lord.
刚刚在唱诗的时候，我的心实在是充满了喜乐。
Earlier, as we were singing, my heart is really filled with joy.
我相信每一个位的弟兄姊妹都要充满了属灵的喜乐。
I think every brother and sister also are filled with this spiritual joy.
主与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
圣灵运行在我们的当中。
And the Holy Spirit working among us.
我们一起的赞美神。
That we can come together to praise our Lord.
这是一个神给我们的福分。
This is a blessing that God has given us.
我想我还是要读一段的圣经。
And I also want to read you a passage.
就是以赛亚第38章。
And this is in Isaiah chapter 38.
这是希西家生病以后的祷告。
This is a prayer by Hezekiah after he was sick.
可能我也有这样的情况。
And maybe I have the same condition.
所以我还是要占一点时间来读这一段的圣经。
So I want to use some time to read this passage.
我们知道希西家那个受到亚述王的威胁。
We know that King Hezekiah under the threat of an Assyrian king.
亚述王差遣他的军长来辱骂希西家，辱骂他所信的神。
And the king of Assyria sent his general to come here to insult Hezekiah.
所以他在战争的时候是很大的恐惧。
So he had a lot of fear when they were in battle.
结果神听了他的祷告，
But then God listened to his prayer.
神就差遣天使一夜当中把亚述的全军185,000人都灭绝了。
So through the angels, God had destroyed the army of Assyria.
我想这个时候希西家应当想到他过了一个太平的日子。
And I think Hezekiah was thinking that he would have a time of peace.
接着他就生了一个几乎要死的病。
But then after that, he had this sickness that almost killed him.
所以他那个先知以赛亚就告诉希西家说，你要拿一块的无花果饼贴在你的那个餐上。
So the prophet told him that you will use the fruit from the fig tree to put it on your body.
以后希西家就好了。
And then Hezekiah become well.
以后他就做一首的感恩的诗歌。
Then he wrote this song of thanksgiving.
或者我们今天的时间非常的有限。
But we have very limited time today.
我今天的题目也是感恩之歌。
And the theme that I want to share is the song of thanksgiving.
但是我读这一段圣经是希西家写的感恩之歌。
But this passage I'm reading is written by Hezekiah.
或者从这一段的圣经让我们有一点更多的了解到诗篇146篇。
Maybe through this song that we can understand Psalm 116 even better.
我们看以赛亚书第38章。
So let's read from Isaiah chapter 38.
我们从第九节读起。
We'll start reading from verse 9.
我用中文读， MUD 用英文读。
And we'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
我仍然说我要读，因为我要练我的口语。
I said I want to read because I need to practice my reading.
以赛亚第38章第九节，犹大王希西家犯病，已经痊愈，就作诗说。
Isaiah chapter 38 verse 9, a writing of Hezekiah king of Judah after his illness and recovery.
我说正在我中年之日，就进入阴间的门，我余剩的年岁不得享受。
I said, in the prime of my life, must I go through the gates of death?And be robbed of the rest of my years.
我说我必不得见耶和华，就是在活人之地不见耶和华，我与世上的居民不再见面。
I said I will not again see the Lord in the land of the living. No longer will I look on mankind or be with those who now dwell in this world.
我的宿处被迁去离开我，好像牧人的帐篷一样，我将性命卷起，像织布的卷布一样。耶和华必将我从基头剪断，从早到晚，他要使我完结。
Like a shepherd's tent, my house has been pulled down and taken from me. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life, and he has cut me off from the loom. Day and night, you made an end of me.
我自己安静直到天亮，他像狮子折断我一切的骨头，从早到晚他要使我完结。
I waited patiently till dawn, but like a lion he broke all my bones. Day and night you make an end of me.
我像燕子呢喃，像白鹤鸣叫，又像鸽子哀鸣，因我仰望，眼睛困倦。耶和华呀，我受欺压，求你为我作保。
I cry like a swift or thrush, I moan like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heaven. I am troubled, O Lord, come to my aid.
我可说什么呢？他应许我的，也给我成就。我因心里的苦楚，在一生的年虑，必笑笑而行。
But what can I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul.
主啊，你的存活乃在乎此，我灵存活也存在此，所以求你使我痊愈，仍然存活。
Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restore me to health and let me live.
看啊，我受大苦，本为使我得平安。你因爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑，因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love you kept me, and in the pit from the pit of destruction, you have put all my sins behind your back.
原来阴间不能称谢你，死亡不能颂扬你，下坑的人不能盼望你的诚实。
For the grave cannot praise you, death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness.
只有活人，活人必称谢你，像我基督称谢你一样。为父的必使儿女知道你的诚实。
The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Fathers tell their children about your faithfulness.
耶和华肯救我，所以我们要一生一世在耶和华殿中，用丝弦的乐器唱我的诗歌。
The Lord will save me, and we will sing with string instrument all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord.
以赛亚说，当取一块无花果饼来，贴在唱上，完必痊愈。
Isaiah has said, prepare a poultice of figs and apply it to the boil, and he will recover.
皮西家问说，我能上耶和华的殿，有什么兆头呢？
Hezekiah had asked, what will be the sign that I will go up to the temple of the Lord?
我想这是皮西家的见证。
This is the testimony of Hezekiah.
这是希西家的感恩。
And this is also Hezekiah's thanksgiving.
这也是希西家的赞美。
And this is also the praise of Hezekiah.
我想今天我站在这个地方，能站在这个地方，我就用希西家的感恩之歌也做我的见证。
And I think today I'm able to stand here. I want to use the song of Hezekiah as my testimony also.
我要在主的面前要感谢他。
I want to thank my Lord before my Lord.
要赞美他。
And praise him.
我仍然的在我的余年还是要侍奉他。
In the rest of my days, I want to serve him.
现在我们再翻开诗篇116篇。
Now let's turn back to Psalm 116.
同样的也是一个感恩的诗歌。
It's also a song of thanksgiving.
我们不知道这一篇的诗篇是谁写的。
We don't know who wrote this song.
在这个诗篇的内容的里面，我们看到只有大卫跟希西家两个人有这样的经历。
But from the content, we know that only Hezekiah or David had this kind of experience.
但是我读希西家的历史的时候，我就觉得可能是希西家所写的。
But as I studied the history of Hezekiah, I think it might be Hezekiah who wrote this.
以后到了主前400年，那个以斯拉把整本的旧约圣经编起来。
In about 400 BC, it's when Ezra put the Bible together.
他也是把这一个希西家的经历放在诗篇116篇的里面。
And he also picked the experience of Hezekiah into this psalm.
这一篇诗篇在希腊文的旧约71本的里面是分成两段。
In the Greek original, it separated this psalm into two sections.
第一节到第九节这是一段。
From verse 1 to verse 9 is the first.
第十节到十九节这是另外一段。
And then verse 10 to 19 is the second half.
我就把这两个大段里面又分成几个小段。
And from this bigger section, I separate into smaller sections.
好让我们容易的了解。
So that we can understand it easily.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹也能够常常的读这一篇诗篇。
So I hope that brother and sister can also read this psalm.
我们记得在一年前我讲诗篇91篇。
I remember about a year ago I talked about Psalm 91.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都记得。
I think most of you brother and sister will remember.
我在神路的病床上有很多弟兄姊妹来服侍我。
When I was in the hospital bed in St. Luke, a lot of brothers and sisters come and serve me.
因为我们的儿女都不在我们的身边。
Because our children are not with us.
所以你们就是我们的属灵的儿女。
So you are my spiritual children.
所以 你们是白天晚上都跟我一起在那个地方。
And you came day and night and to spend time with me.
所以弟兄姊妹就问我说，要不要跟你读诗篇91篇？
And brothers and sisters asked me, do you want us to read you Psalm 91?
我说好。
I say that's good.
以后 Emil 来看我。
And later on, Emil came to visit me.
他也是说他要给我读诗篇191篇。
And he also said that he wants to read this psalm to me.
我想这一篇的诗篇安慰了我的心。
And say, I think this psalm is talking about God.
这一篇诗篇也是安慰你们的心。
And also, can comfort your heart.
当然，诗篇116篇。
So hopefully, this psalm 116.
这一篇的诗篇。给我很大的帮助。
It gives me a lot of help.
也希望给你们有很大的帮助。
And also hopefully give you a lot of help.
有一天我需要的时候。
When one day when I need this.
你们仍然在我的旁边读这一篇诗篇。
Then you can read this psalm to me.
那这一篇诗篇就分成两个大段。
So this psalm is separate into two big sessions.
第一个大段就是诗人信心的见证。
And the first session is the testimony of the psalmist.
他有很多的从神得到很多经历。
He had received a lot of experiences from God.
他也认识这位神到底是谁。
And he understand who this God is.
因为他所相信的神是真实的。
Because this God he believes in is true.
神不是一个空洞的名词。
It's not just a name out there.
神不是一个抽象的名词。
It's not an abstract name.
神是有真实的属性。
And then it had reality.
我们在神的属性的里面，我们每一个人都可以来经历这位的神。
In his character, we can experience this God.
比如说，他是公义的神。
For example, he is the righteous God.
我们在日常生活可以经历了他的公义。
In our daily life, we can experience his righteousness.
比如说，他是爱的神。
For example, he's the God of love.
我们日常的生活可以经历了他的爱。
We can experience his love in our daily life.
比如说，他是一个全能的神。
And he's the Almighty God.
我们可以在我们日常生活的里面可以经历了他的全能。
We can experience his Almighty.
我们常常说，神是乐意听祷告的神。
We always said that God is willing to listen to our prayer.
所以我们每次的祷告，每逢我们需要的时候，我们可以经历这位神，他是听我们的祷告。
So every time when we need that, we can pray to him and we can experience that he will listen to our prayer.
所以这一位的诗人不但他可经历神。
So this psalmist, not only he can experience
他得到了神的帮助。
He received the help from God.
他得到了神的医治。
He received the healing from God.
他得到了神的拯救。
He received the salvation from God.
但是他就想到，这样一位爱我的神，我怎么样也可以报答我的神。
So he was thinking, this God who loves me so much, how can I return the favor?
所以第二段他就有感恩的奉献。
So then in the second session, he had this dedication of thanksgiving.
所以我还是慢慢的讲。
So I want to speak this slowly.
我就想把整个很快30分钟讲完。
I want to quickly finish this in 30 minutes.
但是唯恐讲得不清楚。
But then I'm afraid that it won't be clear.
我尽可能的讲，用最短的时间能够让你们了解。
I will try to use the shortest time to help you to understand.
是在第一段的里面，就是诗人的蒙恩的见证。
So in the first session is the testimony of the psalmist.
也可以说他信仰的见证。
Or talk about his testimony of his faith.
在这里我也分成三个部分。
Over here, I have separated into three different sections.
第一个部分，他的爱能够爱主、爱神，这个根源是从哪里而来的
？First is where's the source that he can love God?
第二个，他在苦难的时候求告耶和华的名。
In the second one, that in his suffering he will cry out to God.
第三个，他就亲身的经历了 神的拯救，所以就蒙恩的见证。
So in the third one, he had experienced the salvation. So this is the testimonies of his deliverance.
我们先看第一节、第二节。
Let's first look at verse 1 and 2.
所以里面有纲要的时候，我想还是凭着看看纲要。
So if when you have the outline, you can look at the outline.
如果是我讲不完，我主要的哪一个信息都在纲要的里面。
Even though if I cannot finish, but my message is in the outline.
所以你听该再听不清楚，就在那个 web 那个上面去听。
If you do not cannot hear it clearly, you can go to the website and listen to the message.
我们一起读第一节、第二节。
Let's read from verse 1 and 2.
我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求，他既向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。或许这两节圣经就够今天的话。
Maybe these two verses is enough for us to share about.
所以真的第一句就说我爱耶和华。
In the very beginning, he said, I love the Lord.
有时候我唱那诗歌的时候，主啊，我爱你。
Sometimes when I sing the song, Lord, I love you.
我有时候就不敢唱。
And I dare not sing that.
因为觉得我怎么会，我会爱主。
Feel that, how can I love God?
但是在经历的上面，我就不得不爱主。
But in the experience, I have to love the Lord.
是写一个诗人，他受了极大的感动。
And this psalmist was so moved.
这个感动不是他自己的情绪上、感情上所有的感动。
He was not just moved emotionally.
他乃是实实在在从他的经验的里面，他受很大的感动。
Truly, in his experience, he was moved.
是他能够发出这样的呼声，告诉许多的耶和华的圣名，在神的面前可以做见证说，我爱耶和华。
So he can tell all the people of the Israelites that he can say, I love the Lord.
但是他下面赶快说，为什么我能够爱耶和华？
But quickly he continued, why can I love the Lord?
他说，我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求。
He said, I love the Lord for he heard my voice, he heard my cry for mercy.
有时候我们觉得我们不晓得怎么祷告。
Sometimes we feel like we don't know how to pray.
哎呀，有时候我们临急的时候就说，天哪，救我。
Sometimes in an emergency we say, heaven save me.
当我们发出这个声音的时候，我们哀恨的时候，我们所相信的这位神，他是听我们哀恨的声音。
When we cry out like this, our Lord will listen to the cry.
当我们呼救的时候，他是已经听我们呼救的哀声。
When we cry out for that voice, and the Lord will listen to that.
但是有时候我们是很自然的就在哪一个地方恳求我们所需要的。
And sometimes it's very natural for us to just ask for the Lord for our need.
无论如何，我们的神是听我们祷告的声音。
Regardless, our God is the one who listens to our prayer.
但是下面第二节的时候，他既向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。
But then he continued to say, because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
诗人不是说神听了这一次的祷告，好了，我就走开了。
The psalmist didn't say that he listened to my prayer. That's good enough. I can leave now.
他一次的体验到我们的神听了我们的祷告和呼求的时候，他说：“我一生要求告他。”
But after he experienced that the Lord had listened to his prayer, he would say, "I will call on him as long as I live."
一生的日子不是一次。
The whole life is not just one time.
一生的意思乃是说我天天要求告他。
The whole life meaning that every day I would ask of him.
一生的意思乃是我时时刻刻我有什么事的时候我都要求告他。
But the whole life meaning that every moment I need him, I will call on him.
感谢神，我们的神实在是乐意听我们祷告的主。
We thank the Lord, our God is willing to listen to our prayer.
刚刚我们唱轻轻听，轻轻听。
And earlier we were singing, listen quietly, listen quietly.
他说我要侧听主的声音。
He said he will listen with his ear.
我们觉得我们常常会把耳朵那个躲放在神的口里来听他的声音，微小的声音。
Sometimes we want to put our ears on the mouth of God to listen to the still small voice.
其实我们的神常常侧听我的声音。
But many times God is the one who listens carefully to our voice.
有时候我们的祷告不出声。
And sometimes our prayer is without any voice.
像哈娜默默的祷告不出声音。
Just like Hannah was praying without any sound.
但是在天上的神，他侧听 Hannah 的祷告。
But the God in heaven is listening carefully to that prayer.
有时候我们觉得祷告我们讲不清楚那个。
Sometimes we fail our prayer, we cannot speak clearly of what we need.
所以我们的神他就注意，他亲耳的听我们祷告的声音。
So our God will pay attention and listen to the voice of our prayer.
感谢神，我中风了以后，我就讲话讲不清楚。
I thank God, after I had the stroke, I cannot speak very clearly.
我可以说行动上那个走路啊，手那个做事情呢，都恢复得很好。
My recovery as far as walking and then do things with my hand is very fast.
但是我觉得我的口语不容易复原。
But then my speech cannot recover quickly.
但是我心里原来就想到，可能就像撒迦利亚一样的，忽然神就把他的舌头舒展了，他又说出话来。
I was thinking maybe I'll be like Zechariah, all of a sudden God make him speak again.
但是撒迦利亚不过经过九个月多。
But Zechariah only had about 9 months of without the speech.
等到约翰那个生出来，他就能够说话。
After John was born, and then he was able to speak again.
我过了十月以后，我就想，神是不是舒展我的舌头，能够说得清楚。
So after 10 months, I was thinking, God, is he going to relieve my mouth so I can speak clearly now?
但是我还是讲不清楚。
But I still cannot speak clearly.
但是现在已经快13个月了。
It's almost 13 months now.
但是我在神的面前说，你给我怎么样地步，我就到那个地步。
I told God that whatever situation you put me in, I'll just live that.
我在神的面前祷告，有时候也不清楚。
And sometimes when I pray, I did not pray clearly.
我在家里给冯师母讲话，我讲这个，他常常听到别的东西去。
And sometimes when I talk to Mrs. Lane, then I say something, she understood it differently.
所以他也常常也跑过来，因为他的耳朵在我的嘴唇的旁边，要看我的嘴型才能够听得清楚。
And sometimes she will come over and look at my the shape of my mouth to understand what I speak.
感谢神，神接受这样的，让我了解我的神他是侧耳听我的祷告。
But through this experience I can understand that God listened to my prayer carefully.
虽然有时候我讲不出话来，
even though at times I cannot speak a word，
或者有时候我们心中忧伤，也没有办法表明到底如何的向神呼求。
And sometimes when we feel sorrowful we do not how toExpress ourselves to God.
有时候我们讲话也是很模糊的。
And sometimes we are very confused in our speech.
但是我们的神仍然的爱我们。
But our Lord, our God, loves us just the same.
他愿意侧耳听你我的祷告。
He wants to listen with his ear to us.
所以诗人说，我爱耶和华。
So the psalmist said, I love the Lord.
我一生要求告他。
And I will call on him as long as I live.
有很多弟兄姊妹听我为他祷告。
Many brothers and sisters asked me to pray for them.
我们知道一个传道人，这个很多的人找你。
And we know that preacher, many people will come to you.
如果是我们能够真实的能够守住人的秘密哈，很多人可以来把他心中的不能跟别人讲的话都跟你说。
If we can keep the secret for the person who come, and they will be able to come to talk to you for anything today.
这是一个传道人的侍奉神的一个权利，也是一个义务。
And this is a privilege and also a responsibility of a preacher.
但是常常有的人对方那个讲不清楚。
But sometimes they do not speak clearly either.
因为他心中有时候很多的重担，很多的难过的事情，一下子没有办法说出来。
Because sometimes they have their burden, sometimes they have a sorrowful thing, and they cannot express themselves.
所以我们要耳朵要拉得长长的。
So we need to lengthen our ear to listen.
我们不但是听他口中的声音。
Not only we listen to the word of their mouth.
我们也要听他心里所要说的话。
And also to the words from the heart.
我们的神更是这样的。
And our God is like this also.
他是我们的好牧人。
He is our good shepherd.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows of our need.
他侧耳地听我们的祷告。
He turned his ears and listened to our prayer.
所以我们要爱耶和华。
So we are to love the Lord.
我们不是他听我们祷告以后就走了。
Not only that we will leave after he listens to our prayer.
我们乃是一生要求告他。
But to call on him the rest of our life.
第二个，我们看第三节、第四节。
And secondly, let's look at verse 3 and 4.
这里说，死亡的绳索缠绕我，阴间的痛苦抓住我，我遭遇患难愁苦。那时我便求告耶和华的名说，耶和华呀，求你救我的灵魂。
It said, the cords of death entangled me, the anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord, O Lord, save me.
他说，那时我便求告耶和华的名。
He said, then I call on the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名我们是很清楚的知道的。
We know very clearly the name of the Lord.
他是良善的。
He is kind.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他是慈爱的。
He is gracious.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他是全能的。
He is almighty.
他是无所不在的。
He is omnipresent.
他是无所不能。
He is omnipotent.
他是无所不知的。
And he knows of all things.
他是爱。
And he is love.
他是听祷告的主。
And he listens to our prayer.
所以我们知道耶和华的名，他的内容。
So we know about the name of the Lord.
所以在那个时候，诗人说，我便求告耶和华的名。
It was at that time the psalmist said that.Then I will call on the name of the Lord.
但是诗人最重要的就是求神说，耶和华呀，求你救我的灵魂。
But the most important, he was saying that, O Lord, save my soul.
这个救我的灵魂的意思说，救我这一个人。
And saying that, save this person, me.
救我的灵魂也是求，意思说求主。救我里面的哪一个苦处？
And saving me is saying that save the inner need that I have.
救我的灵魂也是意思说救我这个生命。
And save my soul also is saving this life of mine.
但是他是在什么时候？
But when was that?
他是在极其痛苦的时候。
It was in time of trouble and sorrow.
他说死亡的绳索缠绕我。
That the cords of death entangle me.
好像死亡缠缠的把他一个绳子把他捆绑起来。
Seems like he was bound by this cords of death.
叫他不得不死亡。
That he would die.
他没有自由。
That he does not have any freedom.
他只有一条路，
There's、
就是这死亡的里面。
And that's in death.
下面说阴间的痛苦抓住我。
And later on said the anguish of the
这个阴间的权势，阴间的害怕那个，常常抓住他的心。
The dominion and the fear of the grave had come upon him.
他说我遭遇患难和愁苦。
And he said, I was overcome by trouble and sorrow.
我们可以想到这一个诗人的痛苦。
We can imagine the suffering that of the psalmist.
但是在这一个时候，只有一条路，他能够求告耶和华的名。
But there's only one way he can turn to is to call on the name of the Lord.
我在十几年前
Many years ago.
从1986年开始
starting from 1986,
我想有一年的整年的时间，我自己是觉得在死亡的边缘走来走去。
That about for a year, I felt like I was just walking on the edge of death.
我想有死亡的恐惧临到我身上。
The fear of death had come upon me.
其实我所信的信心，我知道我离开世界就要到主那个一个地方去。
In my faith, I know that if I leave this world, I will go to the Lord.
但是那个死亡的恐惧，我就觉得我随时可以倒下去。
But there's the fear of that I know that I can fall anytime.
这是一个很大的威胁。
This is a big threat.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
没有别的方法。
There's no other way.
在这个时候，只有求告主的名。
That I can only call on the name of the Lord.
我记得我很危险的时候，有三次的 attack， 同时在一个钟头的里面。
I remember the most dangerous time. I had three heart attacks within an hour.
我只求神说：“主啊，救我！主啊，救我！”
And I'll just call, Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me.
当我呼求主救我的时候，我就松一口气。
When I cry out, Lord, save me, then my breath come around.
我再呼求的时候又松一口气。
And I call on the Lord again, and my breath came further.
这是诗人的经历。
And this is the experience of the psalmist.
是彼得的经历。
It's also experience of Peter.
彼得在海面水面上走要沉下去，他就很简单的祷告说：“主啊，救我！”
As Peter was walking on the water, he was sinking, and then he just called out, "Lord, save me."
当我们要进入那个死亡的幽谷的门口
，When we are entering the valley of death, of the gate of death,
我相信我们什么意念都没有。
I believe that we have no other thoughts.
我们什么思想都没有。
There's no other thinking.
我们就觉得非常的孤单。
Then we will feel pretty alone.
有人说你临死的时候儿女在旁边可以得安慰。
Some people say when you are about to die, your children around you will comfort you.
我自己的经历就觉得儿女围在旁边可能更痛苦。
And I felt that if the children are around me, that it's even more painful.
因为家里的人也不能够陪我们走。
Because the family member cannot walk with you.
家里的人也不能够拉我们劝我们说你不要走。
And they cannot hold on to you so that you won't die.
我们必须要走那个死荫的幽谷。
We must go through that valley of death.
但是那个时候我只有一个呼求。
But at that time I only had one cry.
主啊，你救我。
Oh Lord, save me.
我知道你不离开我。
I know you will not leave me.
你与我一起走。
You walk alongside with me.
所以在这样的经历的里面，我经历到诗篇第二十三篇。
So in this experience, I will experience the Psalm 23.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even I walk through the valley of death, I should not fear.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff comfort me.
这许多的苦难乃是把我们推到主的面前。
And this kind of suffering push us to the Lord.
叫我们与主更多的亲密。
So that we have intimate, more intimate relationship.
更多的认识我们这位主。
To know our Lord even more.
他是拯救我们的主。
He's the Lord who saves us.
他是与我们同在的主。
The Lord who abides with us.
请一个礼拜以前。
About a week ago.
沈弟兄就来带我们就一起去吃饭。
And Mr. Sun, Brother Sun, take us out for dinner.
我想很宝贵的，他在车上忽然就给我讲几句话。
And in the car, he told me just a few sentences.
我不晓得孙姊妹有没有听到。
I don't know if Sister Sun had heard it.
我们知道沈弟兄的母亲非常的爱主。
We know the mother of Brother Sun is she loves the Lord a lot.
今年的九十几岁，还是唱歌祷告。她说声音唱得非常的大。
And she's in the 90s and still singing very loudly.
但是哪一天，她我出来以前没有给她唱过，她忽然就说我的老爸啊，她说原来有脑瘤呢。
And I haven't told me before, but this all of a sudden he told me that.My father had this tumor in the brain.
他说每一次头痛的时候，他就给那个沈弟兄的母亲说，他说感谢神，神再一次的洁净我的心。
But every time he had a headache, he would turn to his wife and said that God again purify me.
弟兄姊妹，苦难常常把我们推到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, many times suffering will push us to the Lord.
苦难神常常使用苦难，叫我们更多的接近。
And God will use suffering so that we will come close to Him.
我们更多的认识我们的主。
To know our Lord more.
第三个，我们看到他的蒙恩、蒙救的见证。
And third, we can see that it's the testimony of his salvation.
我们看第五节到第九节。
We'll read from verse 5 to verse 9.
耶和华有恩惠，有公义，我们的神以怜悯为怀。
The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion.
耶和华保护愚人。我落到卑微的地步，他救了我。
The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, He saved me.
我的心啊，你要仍归安落，因为耶和华用厚恩待你。
Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
主啊，你救我的命，免了死亡；救我的眼，免了流泪；救我的脚。免了跌倒。
For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
我要在耶和华面前行活人的路。
That I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
诗人的确知道他所相信的神是怎样的神。
The psalmist truly knows the God he believes in, what kind of God he is.
他知道耶和华有恩惠。
You know that the God is full of compassion.
他知道耶和华是公义。
And he know that the Lord is righteous.
他也知道耶和华神是以怜悯为怀为念的。
And the Lord is gracious.
他相信耶和华是保护笨的人。
You know the Jehovah God protects the simple-hearted.
这里说愚人。
It said kind of like a fool.
好像说。今天很多人就觉得单纯的人就是笨的。
And sometimes we think those who are simple are a fool.
你在世界上做事要狡猾一点。
And you need to be more cunning in this world.
你这个太单纯就是笨人。
If you are too naive, then you are a fool.
但是我们中国人有一句话说，就笨的人有笨福。
And the Chinese has a saying, those foolish people have the blessing of a fool.
所以神他这里说耶和华保护愚人。
And so this said, God said, he will protect the simple-hearted.
弟兄姊妹不要怕人那个骗你。
Do not be afraid of people who will cheat you.
只要你不要骗人。
Just don't cheat others.
不要怕说别人占我们的便宜。
Don't be afraid that people take advantage of us.
只要我们不占别人的便宜。
But don't take advantage of others.
因为耶和华保护愚人。
Because the Lord protects the simple hearted.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
第二个说，我若在卑微的地步，他救了我。
The second, he will, when I was in great need, he will save me.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们贫苦，但是神要更多的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we become poor, but God will bless us even more.
有时候人把我们踩在他的脚下。
Sometimes people will step on us.
这是卑微。
It seems like we are being.
但是神要把我们升高。
But God will raise us up.
因为他应许我们说。他要救我们。
Because he promised he will save us.
诗人的见证说他救了我。
And the testimony of the psalmist said that
这是非常决定的话。
It's a very absolute word.
你我是不是真正的相信这位神能够做这样的事？
Do you truly believe that this God can do this?
我们是不是听从了神的话？
Are we listening to the word of God?
以后这一个诗人就说，主啊，你救我的命，免了死亡。
And later on, this psalmist said that Lord, you have saved me, so I will not see death.
你救了我的眼，免了流泪。
And my eyes from tears.
救我的脚，免了跌倒。
And also deliver my feet from stumbling.
我们的神是眷顾我们的神。
The Lord, our Lord, watch over us.
是拯救我们的神。
A God who will deliver us.
他也是安慰你我的神。
He is the one who will comfort you.
弟兄姊妹，若是别人伤你的心，你不要伤心。
If brother and sister, if other people have hurt you, don't feel sad.
因为主的安慰，要叫我们真正的补满我们的委屈。
Because the comfort of the Lord will fill us.
我们不要去伤人的心。
Do not hurt other people.
我们不要委屈别人。
Do not take advantage of other people.
因为我们的神，我们落到卑微的地步，他要救我们。
Because when we fall into a humble position, he will save us.
因为他要救我们的命。
He will save our life.
他要救我们的眼。
He will save our eyes.
他要救我们的脚。
He also deliver our feet.
免得跌倒。
So that we won't
好让我们能够行走活路。
So that we can walk in this way of living.
我们是活人。
We are living being.
我们也要走活人的路。
And we need to walk on the living way.
我们是活人。
We are the living being.
我们不要走死路。
Do not walk on the way of death.
这个活路在哪里？
Where is this living way?
世界上好像没有活路。
Seems like this world does not have a way.
有时候我们生活到一个境界，我们好像都是充满了死亡。
Seems like we come to a situation that's filled with death.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
我们的主乃是我们的道路。
Our Lord is our way.
他是活路。
He is the living way.
以后我就很快的，以后诗人就说，我要拿什么报答耶和华？
Quickly, I say, the psalmist say, what do I use to return the favor?
他向我所施的恩典。
He told me.
他给我的恩典。
The grace that he gave me.
所以这个诗人就说了几句话。
So the psalmist has said a few the sentences.
所以第十节说，我因信所以如此说话，我受了极大的困苦，我曾记住的说，人都是说谎的。
In verse 10 it said, I believe, therefore I said, I am greatly afflicted, and in my dismay I said, all men are liars.
第十二节说，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩。
In verse 12 it said, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me?
我们若是想到神给我们的恩典，
we can think about the grace that God had given us.
我们若是真正一个知恩报恩的人，
If we are the one who will repay the goodness that we got,
我们真的有时候不晓得到底拿什么给神。
And sometimes we really don't know what we can take to repay to God.
我们想报答耶和华。
We want to repay him something.
其实神不需要我们报答。
Even though God does not want us,
他是丰富的。
He is all abundant.
他不需要我们拿一点钱给他。
He does not need us to give him money.
他也不需要我们拿一点东西给他。
He does not need us to give him something.
但是真正知恩报恩的人，我们有一个心意，我们愿意把最好的东西给神。
But those who are know to repay want to give the best back to the.
所以我们就想，哎呀，大发热心。
So we want to be very devoted.
啊，我们就想着我要好好的侍奉神。
I want to serve the Lord.
我好好的去传福音。
I will spread the gospel.
好好的来帮助教会。
And to help the church.
但是诗人说，不，我拿什么？第一个条件来是，我仍然是在信心的上面。
But the psalmist said, "No, I still use my faith." That's the first thing he took.
我要做许许多多的事情，我还是不完全。
If I do all these things, I'm still not perfect.
我想我们当中有许多那完美主义的。
And I think among us there are many perfectionists.
他就想到我要既然侍奉要完美，每一件都没有错误。
And since I serve, I want everything to be perfect.
诗人说，承认说我还是有错误。
And the psalmist said.I still have errors.
我还是软弱的。
I'm so weak.
我还是有许多的罪。
I still have a lot of sin.
我来到神的面前不是靠着我自己的义。
As I come to God, it's not through my own righteousness.
不是我做什么。
Not that I can do anything.
乃是我要怎样的相信接受九位的主基督在我的心中。
It's how I can believe and receive this Lord into my heart.
主要我做的我才做。
If Lord want me to do it, then I'll do it.
主不要我做的我就不做。
If the Lord does not want me to do it, I would not do it.
这是诗人的秘诀。
And this is the secret to it.
我们看到诗人说，我曾记出的说，人都是说谎的。
The psalmist said that all men are liars.
这个说谎不但别人说谎。
It's not that other people are liars.
我们常常只觉得看透世界一切。
And sometimes we have see through the whole world.
我们这些世界上人都是骗子。
All these people in the world are liars.
那只有我不骗人。
And I'm the only one who don't.
其实诗人说，我也是在骗人的里面。
But the psalmist said, I am one of those who lie.
好像以赛亚说，我是嘴唇不洁的。
Just like Isaiah said, I'm the man of.
我也在嘴唇不洁的人当中。
Dwelling among the men with the.
弟兄姊妹，我们要奉献的时候。
我们
要报答神的时候，我们不要想到我现在非常的圣洁，我是非常的属灵，我能够讲很多神的话，我现在就拿着一套出去，去好像把人带到神的面前。弟兄姊妹，带人到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, when we bring people,
我们要侍奉神，
when we want to serve God,
不是靠着我们自己的义，
not by our own righteousness,
乃是靠着神给你我的义，
but the righteousness that God had given us,
我们也不是靠着我们的爱，
and not by the love that we have,
我们乃是靠着神给我们的爱来爱人，
but by the love that God had given us to love others.
但愿我们能够真正是出于信心。
May that we will use our faith.
我们也止于信心。
Only by our faith.
以后是的，有几件事情。
And later on, there are a few things that are the same.
我想我很快的就说，第一个他说，我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。
And he said, I will use the cup of salvation to praise our Lord.
但是他常常就他说到要报答神的时候，要献上还愿的时候，常常这里有两个地方都说要在众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
twice it said here, I will fulfill my vows in the Lord in the presence of all the people.
以后到十八节又说，我要在众民面前，在耶和华殿的院内，在耶路撒冷当中，向耶和华还我的愿。
And then verse 18-19 said, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
所以在这里他感恩，他就说，我也要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。
So he said, when he gives the thanks, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
我们知道逾越节，神借着摩西把以色列人领出埃及而行走在旷野。
We know that from the Passover, God through Moses has led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness.
以后他们每一年就纪念逾越节的时候，他们都拿起杯来。
So every year when they remember this with the Passover, they will raise up the cup.
这一个杯是什么杯？
What kind of cup was that?
这一个杯乃是羔羊的血，领他们离开埃及。
The cup is with the blood of the lamb that lead them out of Egypt.
在同工会的里面，弟兄姊妹要求我要再一个讲薄饼那个杯的意思。
In the staff meeting, co-workers asked me to speak about the meaning of that cup.
所以我们很自然的，我们读到这一节圣经的时候，我们常常在薄饼的时候，当杯临到我们的面前的时候，或是领会的人，我们现在是每一个人都可以就是拿着吃。但是有的比较有形式化的教会，他们常常就说举起救恩的杯，那个好像这一个杯就是主耶稣为我们流血舍命的杯。
And this is natural when we have the communion, when brothers and sisters, and they can raise up this cup and we remember this is the blood that our Lord has shed, and that's the cup of salvation.
那这是旧约，这里实在是写的是旧约纪念神怎样带领他们离开埃及的杯。
In the Old Testament, to remember how the Lord had let them out of Egypt with that cup.
当我们纪念主的时候，我们拿杯的时候，这一个杯正是救恩的杯。
When we remember our Lord, when we raise that cup truly is the cup of salvation.
所以每逢我们薄饼，每逢我们喝主的杯的时候，这是一个非常慎重的事情。
So every time when we break the bread, when we drink of the cup, it's a very serious matter.
这也是我们心里要大大的赞美神。
And in our, from our heart, we need to praise our Lord.
当我们喝主杯的时候，我们要常常的求告我们主耶稣的名。
When we drink of that cup, we need to call on the name of our Lord.
所以这是诗人第一个要报答神，所以我要举起救恩的杯。
So this is the first repay to the Lord from the psalmist, is to lift up the cup of salvation.
他是称扬耶和华的名。
To call on the name of the Lord.
第二个他就说到第十六节，耶和华呀，我真是你的仆人，我是你的仆人，是你卑女的儿子，你已经解开我的绑锁。
And the second one is in verse 16, it said, O Lord, truly I am your servant, I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains.
但是在十五节里面就说，在耶和华眼中看圣民之事极为宝贵。
But in verse 15, it said, precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of the sins.
我们常常在追思礼拜讲解一些圣经。
Sometimes in a memorial service where we use this verse.
但是有的人我们不应该讲。
But for some people we should not use this.
他可能在耶和华眼中看他的死不是真为宝贵。
Because in God's sight, his death may not be precious.
那这是指着 愿意做神仆人，忠心与神的事情付托，并且至死忠心。
And this is talking about those servants who are willing to serve the Lord, serving to death.
这许多忠心的神的仆人，
These servants who are faithful to God.
他们愿意为神殉道，
They are willing to be martyred for God.
愿意为神流血，
To bleed for God.
这是做真正做仆人的条件。
And this is the qualification of a true servant.
但是神看他的死极为宝贵。
Then God will look at his death as very precious.
我们可以看几个例子。
We can see a few examples.
第一个，在创世纪里面有一个亚伯。
In the first one in Genesis, there's this Abel.
希伯来书第四一章第三节第四节。给亚伯做见证说，他所献的祭物比该隐更美。
In Hebrews, it has testimony for about him. He's better than Cain.
他虽然死了，但是仍旧借着他的献祭说话。
Even though he died, but people will still speak through his sacrifice.
第二个我们看到以撒。
The second one we saw Isaac.
他的父亲亚伯拉罕要把他献给神。
His father wanted to offer him to God.
这个时候神为他预备一只的羔羊。
At that time, God prepared a lamb for him.
这一只的羔羊代替了以撒。
And this lamb had replaced Isaac.
他是预备死。
He was prepared to die.
但是神看以撒愿意为神死献祭，宝贵他的生命。
But because Isaac is willing to die, that God sees that death as very precious.
第三个，我们看到斯提凡。
And third, we saw Stephen.
斯提凡被许多人用石头打死的时候，他昨天看见主耶稣站起来。
When Stephen was stoned to death, he lifted up his face and he saw our Lord Jesus stood up
接受他的灵魂
to receive his soul.
所以这里是第二个，他要做仆人。
So this is the second one, is that he's willing to be the servant.
最后在十七节，诗人说：“我要以感谢为祭献给你，又要求告耶和华的名。”
And then the third one is from verse 17, I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord.
他说我要在他众民面前，在耶和华殿的院内，在耶路撒冷当中向耶和华还我的愿。
And he said, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
所以你们要赞美耶和华。
So we are to praise Jehovah God.
让圣灵继续地向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit continue to speak to us.
让我们能够经历神，也让我们愿意献上我们感恩的祭。
That we can experience God and also sacrifice this offering of thanksgiving.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱亲爱的主
Dear dear Lord
我们来到你的面前不得不感谢你不赞美你
We come before you We have to praise and thank you
因为你的作为是何等的奇妙
Because your work is so amazing
你在我们这单纯的人身上谦卑的人的身上无怨的人的身上常常显出你的能力
And in us, such a simple person, such as a humble person, you have revealed your power.
今天这无怨的人在你的面前。
Today, we as useless person before you.
主啊，你一直的要做感动的工作，说把诗篇十六篇诉说出来。
That you will move us and speak to us through this psalm.
我真的。讲得不清楚
that I cannot speak clearly.
话语不清楚。
The words is not clear.
里面的内容不清楚。
The content is not clear.
主啊，但是在你的面前恳求赐下圣灵。
But before you, we ask for your Holy Spirit.
向众圣徒说话。
To speak to all the saints.
好让不白白的过着了这一个钟头的时间。
So we do not spend this hour in vain.
愿你的名在我们当中被高举。
May your name be raised up among us.
愿你在我们当中得荣耀。
May you receive the glory among us.
愿你也在我们当中要把真实赐给我们。
May you give us this truth.
好让我们在这一生当中所行的路程是在一个活路的上面。
So that in our life we are walking on a living way.
是在光明的路上。
In the way of light.
也是在你自己的路上
and walking in your way,
也是行走在十字架的路上
and also walk on the way of the cross.
我们这样的祷告是靠耶稣基督的名求的
With all these we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
感谢主，听到佛牧师给我们这感恩之诗，希望我们每一个人也是能够唱出这感恩之诗，在我们一生里面，我们知道这是一条活人的路。Okay, 我们一起起立，我们唱诗230首。Let's sing hymn 230. Let's